This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
What's under the tree this holiday season for the U.S. dairy industry? We're joined by Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation with an update on whether the packages have arrived yet.
Well, in keeping with the Christmas theme, since it's only a few days away now, Bill, there are a couple things that we have under the tree, but the analogy of saying we've gotten some nice presents this year, it starts to break down a little bit, because a couple of the biggest things that National Milk has been engaged with, the presents aren't quite done yet. And what I'm referring to, Bill, in the case of the Farm Bill, we were hoping that that one would be signed, sealed, and delivered, and a shiny bow on it, and something we could unwrap here at the end of 2023, but that didn't happen. And so what did happen was that Congress kicked the can down the road about 10 months into 2024. So we're very close to wrapping things up on that. We are hoping, though, that after Congress gets back into town in January, that they will then begin in earnest working to complete the 2024 Farm Bill. This is certainly something that is not unusual, where things get delayed and pushed into the next year. We were hoping, like I say, that we would have the present to unwrap this year, but it didn't happen.
There's another big package that dairy farmers and the dairy industry cannot quite open yet, and that's the new milk pricing system.
Yes, so that was one where we knew it wasn't going to be done, and it wasn't going to have that shiny bow put on it here at the end of 2023. But we've made a lot of progress as an industry in coming to terms with how the milk pricing system should change. There were thousands of pages of transcripts based on the witness testimony of probably at least 100 different witnesses starting this summer in Indiana. That process will commence again in the middle of January, Bill, and then it will wrap up here in the middle of the winter, and then USDA will come up with some recommendations later in 2024. So this is something where we've made a lot of progress this year. We feel good about where things stand, but we'll have to see what happens in 2024.
So as we put some gifts on the shelf for next year, the kids do get something out of Christmas this year, don't they, from dairy?
Yes, likely the best present that we received this year is the most recent one, Bill, and that is the passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act in the House of Representatives just a couple of weeks ago. This is a bill that gives schools the opportunity to serve 2% and whole milk once again, in addition to the low-fat and non-fat varieties that they've been doing now for more than a decade. So this was a very, very strong vote. A majority of both Democrats and Republicans in the House of Representatives voted in favor of this legislation. So in a year when there wasn't a lot of bipartisan spirit, whether at Christmas time or the preceding 11 months, as we wrapped up 2023 here, this was a very nice present to wrap up and put a bow on and put under the proverbial Christmas tree. Now, there's more work to be done on this in the Senate next year. We'll focus on that come January. But right now, we are basking in the season's glow of at least one victory here on Capitol Hill this year, a very important one for dairy farmers.
Thanks for the update, Chris, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.